from KQED.
Baby, you're gone, you're gone, gone. Baby, you're gone and I can't find you. Baby, you're gone, so long gone. I must carry on.
Singer-songwriter Rupa Maria grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, but her childhood included long stints far away from the U.S. That multicultural upbringing is reflected in the music she creates with her band, Rupa and the April Fishes. You're just as likely to hear strains of bossa nova as gypsy waltzes, or reggae, or R&B. Rupa prefers to use just her first name in interviews, in part to separate her music from her other profession, practicing medicine at UC San Francisco. She stopped by recently to talk with us about her band's new album, Build, and how her music is influenced by her work as a physician. Well, Rupa, welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you here. I want to begin by asking you about your upbringing.
Okay.
You were born here in California and spent some time here, but then you went back to India to live with your grandparents at the age of...
Four years old.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, first of all, what kind of music were you listening to as a little girl?
Oh, I was surrounded by a bunch of different styles of music. My father was a fan of Willie Nelson and Roger Miller and old 1930s Bollywood soundtracks in classical Hindustani music. And my mother, who was going to be a concert pianist, she was a fan of Rachmaninoff and Beethoven, Bach, and then the Beatles. So I was sort of immersed in this soup until about the age of 10 when we moved to France.
And, you know, your first album was primarily in French, I believe. The second one mostly in Spanish. And your new one, Build, is primarily English with a little bit of Mayan dialect in there. Talk about that process of writing in a different language and also the impact on your audiences listening to a language that they may not understand.
That palette of languages is so beautiful to me, the rhythm and inherent lyricism in a particular language. I say our first album is for the bedroom, the second album is for the kitchen, and the third album now is for the garden. And on this latest album, Build, I've been playing more with putting more than one language into the same song, which is something I started doing on the last album. And it feels exciting to be able to pull from, you know, this gumbo of language to create a kind of a pastiche and collage sound of languages.
Well, that's a great segue into one of the tracks from your new album. It's called Electric Gumbo Radio. And before we hear it, anything you want to say about it?
It's a wake-up call. It's time to wake up and hear that it's not just an Arab Spring. It's not just an Occupy movement. It's not just those crazy Greeks. It's something that's happening world over. And it's been a real privilege for the last 4 years to be on the road traveling as a musician because I see my role as a mendicant, like someone who's traveling in the old style from town to town or from area to area. And we end up in all these places where the dialogue is just incredible.
I got a letter today from Guantanamo Bay. A message in a bottle landed on my shore. It reads SOS, a cry from the darkness. This is how it hits the iron fist. I was picked up off the streets of my hometown, locked up in a cell since 2001, and nobody has told me what I've done. Still they break me every day on the barrel of their gun. You can call it questioning, call it necessity. You can call it anything. This is Electric Gumbo Radio.
That is Electric Gumbo Radio from the new album Build from Rupa and the April Fishes. How do you think about politics? How do your politics fuse into your music and vice versa?
Well, I see as an artist that my job is to be a witness to life and to recount it in a way that not only describes what I'm seeing but also elevates the discussion. And it greatly influences my music to witness who is disenfranchised, whose voice is invisible, what kind of suffering is created through that invisibility. And that is not only influenced by my work as an artist, but also as a doctor.
You are a physician, as you said. You're a physician and a professor of medicine at UC San Francisco. How do you balance those two things? They seem so different, and the demands are so different. What is the balance?
For the last 8-9 years, I've been working part-time at UCSF, so 6 months in my duties as a physician, and then 6 months on the road. And this last year has been an interesting period because I am purposefully trying to practice medicine for free. So when I'm in the San Francisco area, or even when I'm on the road, to see my work in medicine as a gift is creating a interesting dialogue in my own mind about what does it mean to be a physician? What is the role of a physician?
I sit here and wonder what spell I've been under as I open my eyes. Everyone's disappeared. And it's some kind of eerie, it's some kind of strange, it's some kind of silence as things rearrange. Oh, I'm mystified.
Are there ways in which the patients influence your music or your songwriting?
Oh, for sure. You know, sometimes it's very specific and detailed. The song Metamorphosis is about those changes that we can't stop, that we actually have to go through, where we will never, ever be the same.
Some of the music on Build is very personal, like the title track. But I'm wondering if there's a one song in particular that that you like, that you're proud of, that you like listening to or playing.
I would say the title track, Build.
And when I lose my way, I just drop to my knees. I put my hands to the ground now, and I'm Build.
For me, that song came out of a sense of disillusionment of our political process in the United States, how representational democracy doesn't really represent the people who are making decisions are representing often their own interests or the interests of the corporations that keep them in power. So how can we mobilize our own creative force, our own creative edge to create what we want in our society?
Rupa is the lead singer and songwriter with Rupa and the April Fishes. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And you can see the videos from Metamorphosis and Build at californiareport.org.